Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Yeah, very excited about how a new friend we have on the show this half hour, John Paul Mendoza, is here. John Paul is the co-author of Most Businesses Fail in the First 5 Minutes. He's exactly right about that. He's been around the block for many decades in sales and as an entrepreneur. He's known as Dr. Speed Selling. And he's our new friend, John Paul Mendoza. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I want to get into your book in a minute because I love that title. But you've been around the block at least a couple of times, and maybe only once less than me in sales. And I wanted to get your thoughts on where you think we are right now as we go forward. I'm encouraging people to start looking at what I'm calling the post-pandemic era, and the landscape is becoming what I'm calling the new regular, the new expectations and behaviors of customers is creating what I'm calling the new regular, and that's going to impact how we sell, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's going to have a big effect on how we sell, Jim, because what really is going to take place, and you're right, let's start looking forward, quit looking back. We're in the middle of this thing. I know a lot of people are just kind of glued to the chair. But what I think you really need to do is say, how do I connect with my customers in this day and age? How do I then, you know, develop strategies? How do I put the message forward? Because in the end, all selling is about delivering a message. And it's all about how do you deliver the message. The best way, of course, is, as you and I think would both agree, in a perfect time is you're sitting across the table from somebody, you look them straight in the eye, you deliver that message with warmth and excitement, enthusiasm, and they say, yes. But now you got to do it in a different way. And I think that those who learn those skills are going to be successful, and those who don't, well, we know what happens to them. They go back to, you know, maybe a marketing job or an accounting job or a boring job.
Or do you want paper? You want paper or plastic? So John Paul, there's an old maxim that I've subscribed to, and you probably have too over the years. People do business with other people that they know, like, and trust. Is that going to change when we're zooming instead of knocking on their door and sitting across the desk from them? Is that going to change?
Well, I don't think that the overall construct changes, but what you have to do changes. I think that we have to be really smart about how we take this technology and leverage it. I mean, you know, as you've shared with me, you have a birthday coming up, by the way. You know, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And, but you know what? We got to be smarter about how we do this. We got to take all the technology we have. We can't say, oh, we can't use the old methods. It's how do you adapt these things to today? As an example, I suggest to all my clients, text people. And I don't mean text them to say, you know, we have this great offer, but text them. Ask them if they're okay. Ask them if they're safe.
Sensitivity is going to be on the sleeve more than ever before going forward, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you have to find ways to do touches. You have to find a way to move the ball forward. It's going to be maybe little steps versus other times just big steps. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a tough economy coming out of this thing. But there's going to be lots of opportunity for those who will stay engaged. But, yeah, they have to get to know you. And you have to prove it through deeds, which are very different by doing it through this kind of remote method. And it may feel unnatural, but I think that the pros will figure it out.
Well, one of the things that post-pandemic new regular is going to do for us is it's going to present vacuums. It's going to create holes that are going to be going to need to be filled. And I think those holes are going. That's what I wrote recently about how your cheese has been moved. Those holes are going to need to be filled, and they're holes that used to be filled by people who did business the old way. And if you can't do business the new way, if you can't fill those new vacuums, where the customers are now waiting to be served, you're going to become irrelevant, aren't you?
Yeah, and you just said the word that I think every person needs to be worried about, which is in life becoming irrelevant. And that isn't just true today. That was true before, but it's going to be more so. And that is the worst thing that can be hoisted upon you, is that you become irrelevant in the market. Real quick technique that I think is important is that, you know, people are now just discovering Zoom. I've been using Zoom now for 32 months. I've used all the others. You and I are both old enough. I remember the Jurassic period of WebEx, you know.
Yeah.
and all that. But Zoom works really well. But see, I find that a lot of people I talk to, a lot of clients, they want to use it for something big. And I said, well, why don't you use it for something small?
Just anything. Yeah, Hold on to that thought. I want to come back to that when we come back after the break.
Sure.
With John Paul Mendoza. John Paul is the co-author of Most Businesses Fail in the First 5 Minutes. It just takes them 3 years to realize.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.